traffic delays today that are at least three times greater than normal. More than 49 million Americans are on the move for this holiday, but 41 million of them are traveling by motor vehicle. Acting Department of Homeland Security Chief Kevin McAleen, in tweeting this morning, he's ordered an immediate investigation into offensive posts that allegedly include active Border Patrol personnel, some of the posts mocking migrant deaths. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible's CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and can show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
Private payroll firm ADP says only 102,000 jobs were created by the U.S. economy last month, well below expectations. The government's report is out tomorrow. The Trump administration apparently giving up the battle to include a question about citizenship on the 2020 census form, saying it will print the questionnaire without it. The U.S. Supreme Court having dealt a blow to the administration's efforts last week by knocking it down to a lower court. Many political observers believe the presidential campaign of one of the many Democrats in the field may be winding down now. The former Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper shaking up his campaign staff this week.
These campaigns are long, hard campaigns, and you don't always get it right with the first team.
Hickenlooper also struggling to raise money. Politico reports his senior staff urged him to withdraw from the race last month and to consider a run instead for U.S. Senate. This is USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
A disturbing story out of Lakeway, Texas, near Austin. A man is accused of being a serial predator, and authorities say he may have sexually assaulted more than 40 young teenage boys. U.S. Attorney John Bash.
The allegations on this person are serious, and there are a lot of them, so it's very possible that he was allegedly abusing many other people at different times in different places.
The indictment charges Luan Hida victimized boys as young as 12. Several wildfires still raging in the nation's southwest. The biggest right now is the Woodbury Fire in Arizona. It's burned over 125,000 acres east of Phoenix and remains 80% contained. It's expected to be fully contained within about 2 weeks. Several packaged fresh vegetables are being recalled now due to bacteria that can cause listeria. Growers Express voluntarily recalling select products sold under the brands Green Giant, Trader Joe's, and Signature Farms. The FDA says the recalled products include packaged vegetables and varieties of butternut squash, cauliflower, zucchini, and butternut squash-based veggie bowls. The products were manufactured at a production facility in Maine. They have a best-of-used-by date of June 26th through June 29th. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Hey, good afternoon, Hunterdon County. Here is your weather report. It is partly cloudy out there, mostly cloudy, to be honest with you, with a high of 82 right now. Humidity is kind of spiking out there, ruining my hair. That's all I got to say, which I have none of, if you don't know that. This afternoon, believe it or not, I know this is so strange, possibility of isolated thunderstorms coming through here, scattered around, about a 40% chance of that tonight, looking at mostly cloudy with a low around 69. Tomorrow, Independence Day, chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly before 2 p.m., so if you can hold off on that picnic until the afternoon, you might have a better shot. Thursday night, slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, low around 69. Friday, chance of showers and thunderstorms. Ta-da! Again, after the afternoons kicked in. And then Saturday, showers are likely, possible thunderstorms. Going into Saturday night, low around 70. Sunday is the day, mostly sunny, high near 85. So that's not too bad. Don't move. Be right back.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And we are here and on Facebook. I'm hoping that this is working because Facebook has been having some issues today. Technical issues in the studio. We are not able to use the webcams today, which is why I'm on my phone, my trusty Samsung Galaxy. I'm going to need to find a place to put this in a little while. And if you are on Facebook and you can hear me and you can see me, do me a favor. Just make sure it's working okay. Give me some thumbs up. Give me some hearts on there. I see Kim. I see Liz. Good to see you guys. Not sure what to do with my phone just yet. I might just sit here and do this for the rest of the day. I don't know, but it's all good. It's all well and good. So anyway, this is Max Living. I see Kathy. Max Living brought to you by the one and only. Boy, it's like live action. Look at this. Woo, earthquake. No, I'm just kidding, guys. I'm going to try to stop that. So thanks for watching, Kathy. This is Max Living brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. 908-627-7020 is our phone number. And I have a really great subject today about fast food. And I was supposed to have a special guest calling in today. We actually had the capability of having someone call in on the telephone from a great distance. And we're not going to do that today, though, because of technical difficulties. Again, I know Facebook was down, so I kind of think it's that, but who knows. But I'm still here, so if you're watching specifically to find out who the special guest was, I'm sorry. I'm not even going to tell who it was, okay, because I want to have this guest back on later, all right, when everything's up and running and doing well. And so I'm not going to give it away just yet, not going to give it away. So, but anyway, listen, before I get into the subject here, and I'm running a little bit late because of the technical difficulties, I almost feel like I should be on this side here. Just a little bit about us here, okay? Hey, Lisa, good to see you. So here's a little bit about us right now. This is Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. We are located at 1802 Route 31 in beautiful Clinton, New Jersey at the Grey Rock Shopping Plaza. Our summer challenge is in full swing, but you know what that means? That means nothing to you. You can still join the challenge. You can start your own personal 10-week challenge any day of the week. And this is a big deal. July is free trial class month. What does that mean? That does not mean you get the whole month for free. No, it does not. What that means, though, is that if you are not a member and you want to try a class anytime during the month, you are more than welcome to do that. You can go to our Facebook page and you can register on the Google Doc. You can call us 908-627-7020 and we will help you out with that too. Okay. Before we get going, again, we also have the summer student memberships going on. $299 for 10 weeks is a bargain at twice the price. All right, 10-week challenge. Work out during the summer because it's a really great time to work out. My arm's going to get really tired holding this. I'm going to have to really figure this one out. God. Anyway, going along, I want to give a special shout out, Team Clinton. Oh, man, I love you guys. This entire team down here, experts, professionals, compassionate people here to help out our members, to help out anything. Hey, Lori, are you watching from Paris, Lori? I know you were there. Are you someplace else? and tell your hubby I said hi. So, shout out to Team Clinton, Ron and Lauren Adelstein, the visionaries and the driving forces behind the Max Challenge of Clinton. The incredible Jillian is in the house. We got the amazing Sarah. We also have the most awesome Terry at our desk, the incredible Megan, who, after having a little beautiful baby boy, is back with us now. We have the amazing Scotty, the awesome Kim, fantastic Christine, and me. I'm Mark. I'm your host today. So, listen, I got about 2 minutes before I got to do some fast commercials, and then I'm going to figure out how to do this. See if I can. Oh, man, you know what? That's a good arm workout holding this phone up. You know, that's a real good arm workout. Today we are going to be talking about the dark side of fast foods. That's right. If anybody has spoken to myself or Ron, you know how we feel about fast foods. Last week we talked about processed foods. Okay. This is kind of a continuation of the thought pattern here, because I do know, whether you like to admit it or not, that we do have members. And if you're not a member, I can't speak about it, but we do have members that do venture out and visit certain fast food establishments. And Mr. Adelstein, boom, improvise, adapt, and overcome. Improvise, adapt, and overcome. Uh-oh, what do you mean? Can you not hear me? Ron's texting me right now, so can you not hear me, bud? Let me know. I think it's all Facebook today, folks. I think it's just all Facebook. And I'll tell you right now, if I can't get on Facebook to talk about this, if you guys can't hear me, then I'll probably talk about something different and save this subject matter for another day. So let's see here. You know what? I'm going to take a fast commercial break. We got 30 seconds left. This is Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Be right back.
Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors about how nonprofit engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are...
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody up!
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500. For more information about any of our programs or to join, NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
The cold season, the 100 toughest days of the year, when noses run more than sprinters in training, and there's not a thing you can do. Or can you? With 100,000 simple acts of relief, Robitussin is giving you a chance to get the relief you need, like a prepaid gift card that can be used for things like a night away.
And we are back. Facebook is completely down. Sorry for the dead air for a little bit there. To be honest with you, we are going to improvise, adapt, and overcome. I'm going to change the subject matter a little bit today. The message that I had that we were going to talk about the dark side of fast food is a very, very important message. And I want to be able to reach our social media audience too. And apparently, with the problems that Facebook is experiencing, it is impossible for anybody to see the video or hear the video. We were hoping for better, but c'est la vie. That's it. Maybe the fast food restaurants, which are very powerful, found out about our broadcast and they put the whammy on the technical aspects of this. So I'm just going to talk a little bit about the Max Challenge and what our mission is. And then I'll probably end a little bit on the earlier side today. There's just so much going on here, and I don't want to rush through the subject. It's a very, very important subject, so I don't want to rush through this. Basically, here's the deal. The Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey, which is located on Route 31, is we're approaching our one-year anniversary. We have grown exponentially. Thank you to the success of our membership. For their commitment to their own health is really what it is. And really, we are the place where people come, I think, when they're done donating money to big box gyms. And they just know that they have to get healthier. You know, this is the place where, you know, we recognize that, you know, we go around this carousel once. And basically what I said to my class this morning was, you deserve to know what it feels like to live the best life that you can possibly. That really is what it boils down to. You do deserve to know how this feels. Most of the time at some of the commodity gyms, they're not going to care. They're not going to care if you walk in their doors again after you sign that 1 year or 2 year contract. That's really the fact of the matter. And so one of the things that makes the Max Challenge different, not just in Clinton, but all over the state of New Jersey, and also it goes interstate also. What makes this really different is we invest in the success of our members. Our members are everything to us. When you enroll, if you don't come to class for a day or two, one of us will reach out to you. We're going to check in on you. We're going to make sure you're not sick, that your family's okay, and no, none of the kids are sick or anything. And then if everything is copacetic, the very next question will be, all right, we're going to see you in class then tomorrow, right? Because it's a 10-week challenge. It's, and one of our mantras is, it's only 10 weeks. It really is. So really what this comes down to is you need to have this commitment to self and really understand that you can make a change. Almost every person that you have ever seen a before and after picture for at one time or another thought to themselves, I could never do that. And then look, boom, boom, they're done. They're doing it. They've done it. They've lost that 10 pounds, that 40 pounds, that 76 pounds. All right? And this is all possible stuff. It just depends on you deciding. You know, we live in an information age where we gather a lot of information, you know, a lot of information. We're constantly gathering information. And then after you get all this information, you got to think about it, you know. We need to think about it some more. And then maybe I get some more information, and then we got to think about it some more. You know what? All that information gathering and all of the thinking and the deciding that goes on, folks, it means nothing if you don't take action. Okay? You need to take action. That's really what it comes down to. If you don't take the action, and you deserve it, you deserve to take action. You do. You deserve to invest in yourselves. All right? And so, honestly, nobody can tell you when that is. What I want you to do is understand, you can call us, 908-627-7020. You can give us a call and talk to one of our professionals. We are all trained professionals, but we also have compassionate hearts because we understand that picking up the phone and calling is not an easy thing. All right. I personally think that a lot of the motivation, the initial motivation for people to call us or to stop in, take a trial class, is fear. People are afraid of where they've gotten themselves into, with the corner that they've backed themselves into. They're afraid of what their doctor might say. They're afraid of what their doctor just said, to be honest. They're afraid that that their spouses or their partners think that they're ugly. That's the truth of it. And even if there's love, you know, this is what people think of themselves, not what their partners or spouses think of them. All right? Other people, their motivation, again, you know, being fear, is that they're afraid they're not going to live long enough to walk their daughter down the aisle or to see their children get married or to see their grandkids. And there's so many different things like that. And here's the bottom line of it, though. Maybe you're afraid. It doesn't matter, though. We have the answer to help you out. It does matter to you. No, I understand. I take it back. It does matter that you're afraid. But we care that you are. All right, we're not here to just, you know, take your money, and then if you never come back again, nobody's going to know about it. All right, we are going to find out the best way to give you the tools to succeed, not just for a 10-week challenge, but for the rest of your life. This is not just for 10 weeks. All right, nobody should be doing this just for 10 weeks. We want you to have education and build healthy habits and follow through on them from the first day you walk in our doors to the rest of your life. All right. And I have testimonies from people. I mean, if you go to our Facebook page, you're going to see before and after pictures all over the place. But, you know, we have testimonies from people you know, about their energy levels going up and people being able to keep up with their families for the first time when they go on hikes or out to the park. So there's just so many things that benefit you on this, no matter what your goals are. It's not just a weight loss program, too. I was just talking with somebody earlier today. Some people have the goals of getting stronger and toning up and getting more defined. That's possible, too. All right. Now, with all the technical things going on, I do have a couple of commercials that I skipped over, and I do want to get those in so I can help the Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce pay their bills. And so I'm going to take a quick break here. This is Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey, 908-627-7020. Be right back.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hot and Hunterdon every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hot and Hunterdon provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors about how nonprofit engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good.
What do you want to do when you grow up? When we were young, it's a question we were often asked. As we get older, our passions become clearer, our pursuits become careers, and if we're diligent, we begin to plan for the life we want to live. That's why, at Ameriprise Financial, we ask what's most important to you. Starting with our confident retirement approach, your Ameriprise Financial advisor will ask questions that help you arrive at a customized plan that allows you to realize your goals today, tomorrow, and throughout retirement. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call Michelle Heidi and Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 16 Lee Street, Units 1B and 1C in Clinton, New Jersey. The confident retirement approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business. Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
And I am back. And you know, it's going to be a lot of air to fill right now on the radio. So I do know that right after me, I have the amazing Rich Scuderi coming in for Modern Design. Rather than bore you and with me repeating everything, which is basically going to be a 30-minute commercial about the Max Challenge, I would really rather I'm going to play an episode of Modern Design. And then, of course, Rich will be here live in a little while, but I'm going to put that on, and we're going to take it from there. You know, this happens every now and then. This is totally a 21st century problem, technical problem like this. It's at the end of the day, this is not a big deal. But I also don't want to just sound repetitive and basically sit here for the next, what do we have, 26 minutes and just tell you over and over again about the testimonies here. That's fine. I mean, if you want to know more about us, you can go to our webpage, you can go to our Facebook page. You can call us at 908-627-7020. Always happy to help. But really the basis of this show, Max Living, the format of this show, is to provide information and education and support to Hunterdon County. And my just talking about us isn't going to do that. So I'm going to bow out gracefully and put on a show of modern design here for you to listen to, which I hope you will. Rich is an amazing guy and a total professional. So if you can bring your business his way, he is the person to talk to. So, again, this has been Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey, 908-627-7020. We're at the Grey Rock Shopping Plaza in Clinton, 1802 Route 31 in Clinton, New Jersey. Thank you for your time. My apologies for the technical difficulties. I hope you have a great 4th of July. All right? Please be safe. Don't drink and drive. Don't text and drive. Have fun and celebrate the freedoms and be appreciative of the freedoms that we do have. All right? You have an amazing day. We'll see you next week, which we will talk about the dark side of fast food. All right? Take care.
You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Day when China cut interest rates overnight and the Dow Jones was up over 300 points. But in the final hour of trading, the bottom fell out and the market closed 200 points down. Investors say there's no need to panic.
I think that this is a normal and healthy correction that goes on in the market. I watch it very closely.
But others are wondering if there's another shoe to drop from China.
It's like a gamble. You gamble with it. Basically, you put your money in it, you hope and hope and hope that it goes up, and the next thing you know, it crashes.
Interest rates and the price of oil are also on investors' minds. Terry Sheridan, New York.
A new forecast says the federal deficit should hit $426 billion this year.
The federal budget deficit for the fiscal year 2015 will be smaller than we projected in March and will decline as a share of gross domestic product relative to last year's.
Congressional Budget Office Director Keith Hall says that would be the lowest deficit of the Obama presidency. Hall predicted moderate economic growth but warned that growth will be restrained by, quote, slack in the labor market. Congress will have to act to raise the national debt ceiling by mid-November or early December. We make getting your headlines easy. Join us online for more special interest stories, news, and headlines at usaheadlinenews.com. I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
And good morning, listeners. This is Rich Scuderi with another edition of Modern Design. Today's Modern Design is going to be all about kitchens. We're going to talk about what your kitchen looks like now and what your kitchen could look like in the future. As my guest and show today, I have a very accomplished guest. His name is Cesar Duenas. He's a kitchen designer. He's been in New York City for many years. He also works down in Florida, and he's going to talk to us about kitchens and all about how we can improve our home and our kitchen in particular and be more functional. But before we do that, let's go ahead and see what the National Weather Service is telling us the weather is going to be. And a little birdie told me this morning it's going to be actually pretty good. And then I'm going to bring Cesar up to speak. Today it says it's going to be sunny with a high of 82 degrees. Tonight it's going to be a low, mostly clear, with a low of 55. On Thursday it's going to be sunny with a high of 82. Thursday night, mostly clear with a low of 54. And on Friday, again, another day, 3 days in a row of sunny with a high of 82 degrees. And it looks like the weekend's going to be nice as well. Well, as I said, today is all about kitchens. And I'm going to see if I can bring Cesar up on the computer here. Good morning. Cesar, are you there?
Yes, good morning, Richard.
Great, great. Cesar, I've known Cesar for quite a long time now. He's a very accomplished kitchen designer. He's originally from Manila and has been in New York City for the past, 18 years?
23 years.
And he's also going to be doing some work down in Florida. So why don't I introduce you to my listener, Cesar, and tell us a little bit about your history and how you started out and how you got involved in kitchens.
Well, my background is a four-year degree in fine arts interior design major.
In Manila, right?
In Manila.
Uh-huh.
The first 5 years was like starting up within furniture showroom.
Okay.
And then for a year, and then I got into freelance interior designing, doing the whole thing.
Right.
And then in 1990, I left for Singapore and became a furniture designer for one of a manufacturing company for leather furniture for a Singaporean company where I became very good at, and then I got tired of doing just furniture like leather, Natusi products.
Right, right.
And then I came to the States, and then I decided that I will pursue my career as a kitchen designer, not really knowing that I will be a kitchen designer when I came to New York.
You still do design, but it's really become your moniker is that you're a kitchen designer. I think above all, right?
Well, when I came to New York, yes, that's what happened because that was available for that at that time when I came to New York in 1992, and I specialized in designing kitchens since then, and I dropped the whole concept of doing interior design for a while, and then just doing it on the side as a hobby, and
right. Concentrated
on mainly just purely designing and consulting for kitchen design and layout.
Wonderful. And, you know, so many – right now I'm working on four different kitchens, and so many people, if they're going to make a change in their life, whether they're going to sell their home or just for their own enjoyment or just for functionality, it seems that the kitchen is the most popular project to do in a home for not only its value but also for, you know, for function and for life. And I think you're very astute. You know a lot about kitchens. You've been doing it for 23 years now. And I was curious of things that you've seen out there, things that you like, you don't like, mistakes that people make. The kitchen that I'm doing currently is a contemporary kitchen, so we have a lot of clean lines, and I really am getting more and more to like, even in my transitional projects, doing kitchens that have sort of cleaner lines. What do you like personally when you do a kitchen? Are there certain things that you like in, either in terms of layout or style of cabinets or, you know, things that you find that have worked for you or maybe not have worked for you?
Well, experience mostly with small spaces in the city.
Because you're doing city kitchens, so most of them are probably condos, co-ops, or apartments.
Yes, exactly. And uh-huh. The only way that it could be a big kitchen is like when my clients would be like buying the next door apartment and combining two apartments and making the kitchen bigger. And
now, that has to be very complicated for you because you have to figure out how you're going to work all the utilities and how you're going to make things work and even, like, what codes would be because, obviously, one apartment really can't have two kitchens, can it?
No, and the worst part is that if it's a kitchen that requires two of everything, when I have clients who need kosher kitchens.
Right.
You need to put two of everything, like for the meat and dairy, everything has to be doubled and
right. All
that. But basically, most of the kitchens, at least I would say 70% that I've done, are just regular standard kitchens, not like the kosher kitchens.
Right, right.
So that's that. In terms of functionality, obviously, you have to work with that concept of the triangle between the refrigerator, the sink, and the stove where it's laid out. And
don't you think that that's very true? You know, I've had a couple of people, guests, come in my show, and they say, oh, the concept of the classic work triangle is no longer valid. But I absolutely agree with you. I disagree with that. I think the classic work triangle is appropriate.
And the problem that I see a lot of times with people see, and Caesar, you probably could even define this better than I can because I'm a generalized designer. I'm not a kitchen designer like you are. But I think people often get carried away with the proportions of their kitchens when they're designing them, and they don't put the appliances close enough to them and the right proportion distance from them. And then when they actually do the kitchen, they get too involved in the surfaces and not the functionality, and then the kitchen doesn't work for them. Do you find that to be true?
That's correct.
Right.
Absolutely correct.
Some of the things that I see, and I'd love to get your opinion on it because I think you have very practical things. And you've actually recently, when we talked a couple of things that that I didn't even think of, is one is often people are still doing the farm sink as opposed to just the undermount stainless steel sink. And one of my clients recently said that they don't like a farm sink or an apron sink that goes to the outside. Because not only with that do you lose that cabinet where you'd have your sponges and so on, but a lot of people don't realize they get wet. Their clothes get wet when you have a farm sink because your body is right up against the sink.
That's correct, too. Yes, exactly. I think it's more for aesthetic look that if you like a farm sink. That's,
right.
That's when it comes to be like, you know, a client really loves a farm sink look, but
right.
In practicality, it's not the best.
No, it really isn't, and then you have to worry about that. I think people like the look that the apron like dies into, sort of falls into the cabinet, so that has sort of a specific look, as you say. But from practical standpoints, I've gotten away from the farm sink for that reason. I prefer a stainless steel sink. Do you feel the same way?
Stainless steel sink, a single bowl, because it's big enough.
Why did people have divided bowls? What was the original reason for divided bowls? I never really understood why they had why sinks had divided compartments. Was it dirty dishes versus clean dishes? I wasn't really sure.
It all depends on how big is the sink cabinet and also of what you really wanted. I think the double bowl sink is like smaller than the single bowl sink because you're losing that space.
Right, you're losing that.
A sink and a half.
Right, because you're losing that real estate in between with that dumb divider. You're 100% right.
Yep,
yeah.
Exactly, and not only that, it limits you from the big pots and pan to put on your double bowl sink because it's smaller.
Exactly, and you know how do you wash a stock pot if you have a double bowl sink? So I agree with you.
Exactly.
Stainless steel sink, undermount. Let's talk about all the time. I still see, and we talked about this, I think, the other day. I'm still seeing people putting granite in, and then they put an overmount sink over granite. Can you tell for our listeners that aren't sure the difference of undermount and overmount, how that is with the sink?
Well, undermounted sink, I think, is cleaner.
Right, right.
And you gain that extra counter space on around the sink.
Right.
And also, as far as being a cleaner look, you don't see the silicone on the overmounted.
Right, the beads of silicone to keep it in, yeah.
Yes, to make it tight and to make sure that the water doesn't go and sit underneath the sink itself. Whereas in an undermounted sink, you really hide all those.
Exactly, exactly. And not only I think is it a cleaner look, I think when you wipe down the countertop, the water runs off into the sink, whereas when you have a sink that's a drop-in or a sink that goes over the top of the granite or the whatever the surface is, you don't have that.
Yes, you just put everything in, all your stuff that you want to slide through the sink will just go through right into from the counter to your sink. Yes,
so,
with an undermounted sink.
So you hear that, listeners. It's not just me. A certified kitchen designer is telling you undermount sinks and stainless steel sinks. The other question I want to ask you is the ones that I've been working on lately, and this is sort of a new pet peeve of mine, is I like a sink to be as deep as it possibly can. I like, as you say, I like a sink that's non-divided, one ball, and I like to be as deep as possible. Even if it could be between 10 and 12 inches, is there any sort of size if you had of sinks that you would want to be for depth, or am I missing something with that?
I'm not crazy with the extra deep because, first of all, for economical reasons that, you know, it's
expensive.
It's more expensive.
Right.
Correct. And remember, when you do an undermount sink, itself, the thickness of your granite is an extra inch and a half or an inch and a quarter thick that's added to the depth.
Right.
And if you do the extra deep sink, sometimes you lose the space of storage space underneath your cabinet where you, if you wanted to incorporate like a pull-out garbage or your cleaning supplies underneath there. So if you do an extra deep under-mounted sink, that's what you're going to lose. You might not be able to accommodate all those extra storage spots for your garbage pull-out or for right. your Windex or for cleaning supplies. All of those is a factor to consider.
Right, because you lose it
for a very tight space where you really want to have all those incorporated in your kitchen.
Exactly, exactly. Cesar, we're just going to go to a couple quick commercials. I want to ask you to stay with us, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design.
Okay.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
And we are back with Modern Design. My name is Rich Scuderi. If you're tuning into our show for the first time today, we started Modern Design back in January of this year, and we've been doing a lot of shows. It's somewhat Hunterdon-centric because we do a lot of work in Hunterdon, Somerset, Middlesex, Union, and Essex County. But we have listeners all over the country. I do sometimes get calls in my show later in the day from out of the country. We had a caller recently from Australia that wants me to be a guest on her show. So that's something that's kind of exciting, and we try to bring you the best. And one of the things we do in Modern Design is I bring you the best resources, and one of the best resources I know for kitchens is Cesar Duenas, with 23 years of experience in kitchen design and answering a lot of our practical questions as well as aesthetic questions on what he's seen in the 23 years he's been doing kitchens in Manhattan and you know, making decisions that are wise decisions. Again, a kitchen has to be as beautiful as it is practical. Because if you have a beautiful kitchen but it doesn't work well for you, then you're nowhere. Don't you think, Cesar?
That's correct.
So going back to where we were talking before we had the commercial break about depths of sinks, what would you think would be an adequate depth for a single ball sink?
The regular 8 to 9.
Really? Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's something that's good to know, I think, as far as of that.
If you're limited to your cabinetry, and you don't have a specific cabinet for, like, a pull-out garbage to hide somewhere,
right,
then you're good to go with an extra deep sink bowl.
Right.
But if you're limited, especially coming from my experience with the New York City apartments, that's what I've said.
Right.
I have to incorporate everything.
Right, in a small space, and you have to do like double and triple function. So that bigger bowl was going to take up the space where you'd probably put garbage. Typically, my kitchens tend to be just a little bit bigger because they're country kitchens or bigger homes. So usually the cabinet to the right is usually the, or the left, is usually the pull-out garbage. So I've usually had that extra space to do a deeper sink. But I guess the sink could probably, as you say, the cost is going to be more. St. Louis still has become very expensive.
Yeah.
But also that, you know, if you have the clearance to do a deeper sink, it might just be easier to wash a pot. And on that and clearance, do you have any preferences as far as faucets are concerned for sinks? I see the sink faucets getting taller and taller.
And then I also see there's a controversy whether you should have a pull-out sprayer as part of the faucet or should be a self-sprayer. What do you like?
It all depends on each individual's taste.
Okay.
And I find the pull-out single-hole faucet with the spray is more modern and contemporary.
It is.
Versus the one that has like a left and right control. And sometimes it's just easier to do the single-hole faucet because you have one control to deal with when your left or right hand is busy with another.
Right.
And also you have to consider a single-hole faucet is like either to be installed either on the left or right side, which is, of course, a preference on your customer or client's need if it's a left-handed or right-handed.
Right-handed, right, exactly.
So that's all. And the bowl itself, sometimes the biggest bowl I find is like the D shape where the front-to-back dimension is like bigger, or I would say deeper front to back as opposed to a regular rectangular sink where you could put your faucet in the middle, smack on the center of the bowl.
Right, right, exactly. How do you feel about, and I talk about this all the time, about having a soap dispenser? Because, you know, before you put granite, you have to give your faucet when you template because you have to know how many holes there's going to be cut. How do you feel about having the soap dispenser built in and as a pre-cut hole in your granite as part of the faucet? Do you like them or you dislike them? Because
I honestly,
yes.
My personal kitchen, I hate it.
So tell me why. Because 50% of my clients say, absolutely, I want it because I never want to see like a container of Dawn out while I'm having company over. So I want it there. And then 50% of the people say, no, I don't want it because what happens is I've had it in a previous house and it gets sticky and then you can't get the soap out and it's a mess. So I'm torn on it. What do you think?
I think it's not easy to refill it underneath the counter or
right.
Underneath the cabinet. That's my problem with those.
Well, that's a good point, right? Refilling is not that easy.
Yeah.
But a lot of people tell me that if they've had them in the past, they get sort of gunked up because it is soap and it's hard to get the soap out over time.
That's true, too.
Yeah. So you'd rather not have a soap dispenser as part of the package and then just have the soap underneath, do what you have to do, and then put it away.
Yeah.
And then,
or get a nice, real nice soap dispenser.
Right. Oh, like a pretty dispenser that you can keep out on the counter that's decorative.
Yep.
That's a very good idea as well.
Yep.
And then in terms of the faucet, I'm also torn too. A lot of my kitchens, I mean, most of my work, as you know, has been more traditional. But in the past couple of years, because things have become so much more contemporary, I'm doing more of a contemporary look. So then the faucet that the sprayer that's attached is much, as you say, is much more of a contemporary look. The one thing that I'm concerned about is that I have heard over time that the sprayer loses some of its power. Do you find that to be true, or do you think that's true, or not necessarily?
It's true.
It is. See, that's what I was worried about. That's why I always talk people into having a regular faucet. I like a high faucet because I feel also to put a stock pot underneath, you don't want a low faucet. And then I like a separate attachment just as the sprayer. So I would have the hole for the single faucet and then the hole through the granite for the sprayer. And I think that's, to me, the best scenario. Do you agree or disagree?
That's absolutely correct. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So I think that works for now. So if you say it's right, I'll keep doing it that way. So let's move on a little bit, and let's talk about countertops. I've noticed there's been a very big shift in the past 5 years in particular. For the most part, when I started in the business 18 years ago, people at that time, 18 years ago, not everybody had granite, believe it or not. Even nice homes, they had Corian. 18 years ago, most people, if they had an upgraded kitchen, I mean, a lot of people had Formica. But if you had an upgraded kitchen 18 years ago, you had Corian, and you know, people either loved or hated it. I hated it because every job I went on that had Corian already, there was a burn mark, there was a stain, there was a problem. The sink would be stained. It was terrible. What's your experience been with Corian?
Well, there's one advantage with Corian. It can be repaired.
That's true. That's true.
And the disadvantage, again, is like it can burn, it can scorch.
Right.
And it's always dull. It's
right.
Like, you know,
there's no sheen to it.
Some people like that kind of effect. That there's not that it's not shiny. It's not glossy.
Right.
That effect, and it's consistent in one color.
Right.
Either solid or speckled. That's it. In granite, you have you could go for a busier speckle or grainier.
Right.
Or because you can, and some clients don't like colored granites or countertops at all. That's why they do that man-made surface.
Right, right.
But so, practicality and price-wise, it has come to a point where both materials are just as much as spending for granite and for Corian or any other man-made solid surface.
No, it's very true. So, as I say, when I started in my career, people had Corian, and most of them were, I remember anybody that was particularly happy. Everybody had a story of a burn or a repair. And, you know, you could repair it, but it was an easy repair, and you had to wait for somebody to repair it. So in the beginning of my career, I saw lots of Corian or, you know, laminate countertops at that time that had the look of granite but weren't granite. And then slowly what had developed is people were upgrading. Their first upgrade was they were going to keep the cabinets they had, but they wanted to upgrade to granite, and they wanted an undermount sink. So that was what some of the things I was doing at the beginning, and granite was the new standard. You felt like you were successful. You did something. We have granite countertops. And 18 years ago, that was really the thing to do. And back then, we saw a lot of dark green. We saw a lot of ubatuba, verde butterfly, and a lot of, I think, darker colors, actually, because a lot of the cabinets back then were more of cherry or, you know, darker surfaces. Or even as it transitioned a little bit, a lot of that honey spice maple with a darker countertop. But then things evolved a little bit, I think. Early on, I saw a lot of very detailed edges on granite, a lot of OGs and double OGs, and very complicated things. Whereas today, I see people cutting into the granite a lot less. And I often talk people into getting the standard edge, one of the standard edges, as opposed to doing a very detailed edge for for two reasons. One is there's a big cost savings in doing that. But number two, I feel when you cut into a stone and you're paying for an inch and a quarter stone and you're cutting into it now, you're cutting into what you're paying for and the beauty of it. And I'm kind of curious as you to your thinking about the granite material and having what kind of how you would finish it off.
Polish and the simplest edge on the front.
So you agree?
Yes.
Yeah. Is there because don't
not
you
feel so much of the bullnose because it loses the thickness effect. It makes it look like it's thinner when you do the full bullnose front.
Right.
So that one is something that has to be avoided, that if you really want to make it look like it's more solid thick.
Right. And what you're paying for is material, so why would you cut into it? Do you agree with that?
Yes, that's correct. And those OG
edges
are very expensive.
Expensive, yeah, very expensive.
Yeah.
So I agree. I like to see the thickness of the stone, and as long as it's not sharp on the edges, I like to keep as much stone intact as possible. Have you ever worked with a thinner slab of granite for a kitchen?
Well, in the first couple of years, it's the 3/4 inch thick.
Wow.
And then they double the front.
Right.
And then you would see a line, a seam that's like on the front, like being it an inch and a half thick. So that's like something that was like used before when an inch and a quarter was not so popular
right.
In the first couple of years when I first started.
Right.
And it's kind of nice, too, because it's not so thick around the sink.
Right.
You do an under-mounted sink.
Sink, right.
But now everything came out to be just like an inch and a quarter thick, and you have that consistency from front to back and around the sink.
And it seems to be sort of inch and a quarter seems to be sort of industry standard now. So I think we're on the same page with that. And also I see it sort of shifted, I think, from when granite first started becoming popular to the masses. You saw mostly very static patterns, a lot of, again, like ubatuba, verde butterfly. I'm trying to think of some of the others, Baltic brown, some of the ones that were very static. But then we started to see, I think, as it got more popular, more involved stones, other types of granite, other types of stone. We started seeing marble also being used as well as granite, which I don't always think is a good soapstone and other things being used.
Quartz, but
even before quartz, because I think quartz has even really gotten more popular in the last 5 years. But as granite started to evolve, I think we were seeing stones with bigger patterns. And I'm curious of your perception of that, because I feel that a lot of people, especially if they're coming into a designer, don't necessarily have the vision of when we go to a stone yard of what it's going to look like. And they'll see slab and they'll say, oh, this slab looks like a piece of art. It's gorgeous. And then they'll get it down and they'll absolutely hate it because there'll be so much going on that slab when it's flat that it fights the floor that they've done and it fights everything else. How do you feel about if they were to do a very busy granite or something that has a sort of a broader, very wide pattern?
Well, I try to avoid the swirly type granite because if you were to end up like in a galley kitchen,
right?
Those I would be okay to use like something like that kind of pattern on the granite because it's a straightforward cut. When you have like an L-shaped, U-shaped kitchen,
right,
you have a turn, and then you can't get the